Welcome to Books in the Middle, a podcast just for middle school books.
That day, always in my head, won't go away, always in the mirror, written on my face. That day, when the guy's wallet was next to the credit card swiper thing at the checkout, and the manager and the guy looked out the window at the car crash outside of the grocery store, my breath came fast. My vision did this weird pinpoint thing. My brain went white. So I leaned over, grabbed the wallet, kept walking. The sun was bright, the day was cold. The wallet was heavier than I thought it would be. I paid $1,445.32 on one shiny blue card. Levi's medicine for 1 month. I made it 1.5 days. Before they caught me. 1.5 days of feeling like I could breathe. 1.5 days of trying to figure out how to tell Mom. Then the police came. Timothy is on house arrest. He's on house arrest, obviously, for stealing the wallet. But he's on house arrest and not in juvenile detention because everyone sort of understands why he did it. He has a little brother named Levi who is really, really sick. He has a problem with his trach tube, a problem that could kill him if he's not watched constantly. And if you've ever seen a little baby and tried to keep their hands off of anything, you know that's a pretty impossible task. But that's what has to happen, because if Levi were to put his finger in the hole that allows him to breathe in his neck, or if he were to pull the tube out that allows him to be able to breathe, he's gone, dead. And that's what Timothy lives with. He lives with knowing that his little baby brother could die at any moment. And he feels like he's the one that's got to take care of him. He's the one that's responsible. After all, his dad took off and his poor mom is working like 3 jobs to keep money coming in. So now he's on house arrest for an entire year. The question is, can he avoid getting into even more trouble? House Arrest by K.A. Holt.